Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. The words you use tell people a lot about the kind of person you are, as evidenced by what I do for a living and the number of times I've been in trouble. But especially in emails, people tend to make assumptions based on what you write. So here are 10 words, according to Time, that you should avoid, so you can sound more confident. The word might, because it leaves you an escape route. The word won't, which is even worse because it's like you're confidently predicting a failure. Usually, it gives you extra wiggle room just in case you're wrong. Suspect. You sound better when you just assert that you believe. Knowledge gives you more confidence. Impossible. You can say things are difficult and list reasons why, but to say something is impossible gives people the idea that you don't even want to try. Worried. Self-explanatory. Confused. The same. Need. This one kind of surprises me. It sounds obvious, but using the word need all the time makes you look needy. Quandary, another one that kind of surprised me. Maybe you think it makes you sound smart, but to other people who know what the word means, you just sound clueless. And finally, likely. It's another one of those qualifiers that people often use when they're afraid they might be wrong. So I am certain this has helped. And I'm not usually wrong on these things, but you'll likely go look it up anyway. And that's my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. To find out more, go to gun-corps.com. Find out more about these great specials that they have. They've also got law enforcement discounts, and they're veteran-owned and operated. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you very much for listening.